It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome to today's podcast. Glad to have you with me on this daily dose of Darren. And what we're going to be talking about today happens to deal with my lunch yesterday. Yes, my lunch. It's not uncommon for investment partners to want to get together with me towards the end of the year, making plans for the following year, going over some things, reviewing some things as far as their investment's concerned. Maybe it has to do with estate planning. And that was one of the topics that I discussed with my partner, Lee Stazak, yesterday, was estate planning and some things to be thinking about and considering as far as what he was looking to try to accomplish and getting things all buttoned up with his estate. So these are conversations that we have quite often, especially during the latter part of the year with partners, in terms of getting things buttoned up. And not surprisingly, when we have these conversations and we get the business side of things over, you know, we talk about things that we notice in general. And one of the things that both Lee and I noticed that is, I think, kind of a blessing and a curse is cell phones and what they can do and what they cannot do. So it's not a surprise how effective cell phones are and what a fantastic tool it is for all of us to use. By the way, just so you know, there are still millions of people that do not have cell phones, contrary to what many people think. There's still millions of people that don't. They still have landline phones and some that have no phones, but cell phones have really been a fantastic thing for many of us, including me. However, there is a downside to cell phones, and Lee and I were talking yesterday about that. And I noticed a couple of things over the last 10 days or so that really concern me about cell phones, and I'm not quite sure what to do about it. I mean, maybe you've got some advice for me. So let's talk about those two things that I noticed. And my guess is you've probably noticed something like this too. And if you're like me, I mean, you're probably concerned about it. So first of all, there's actually the biggest thing right now is texting and driving, right? So we just had it was a one-year anniversary locally here in Marion where a young mother with three girls, everywhere from, I think, a toddler all the way up to a high schooler, was rear-ended on a highway here a little bit over a year ago by a young man texting, and she lost a couple of her kids. And, the surviving child is, still has a lot of injuries that she's dealing with, and, of course, what that mother is going through day after day. And, obviously, the young man that slammed into her on the highway while texting, he had no ill will or feelings, or it was an accident, but one that could be avoided. I know now, at least people that I know, that I'm connected with, I know of at least four accidents over the last 2 years where someone has been killed or gotten hurt. Anything from this, another friend of mine's son was driving their minivan and ran into a tree. How'd he run into a tree? He was texting and driving. Fortunately, he came out of that okay. But I don't know what we're going to do about this. It is a problem, and it's something that is not going to go away. And don't get me wrong, I'm not using this podcast to champion any kinds of measures I think we should all take up. It's just something that concerns me about cell phones. What really concerns me, that really concerns me, number one, because we're talking loss of life. But here's what that is associated with that really concerns me, and it's communication. So, especially millennials, They communicate through texting. And if you think about it, most of the accidents could probably be avoided if you actually have a conversation, right? Instead of looking down on your phone and typing or talking into it, just have a conversation. It wasn't that long ago where cell phones were available and you really couldn't text, but you could talk, right? And being able to actually have a conversation with another human being is a big deal nowadays, especially for millennials. So I can't tell you the amount of times that I've talked to my son or my daughters, one of my daughters, and you know the conversation goes something like this. Well, have you had a conversation with them? Their answer to me, yes. My response to them, so you actually had a conversation, you talked to them. No, I sent them a text. Okay, so no, that's not the same thing. And you know, the millennials now feel that conversations are done over text. Here's what really pisses me off. So I'll call my son or my daughters. I'll go into voicemail, but they'll send me a text. Right? So they'll shoot me right to voicemail, but they'll send me a text instead. And that's not good. And I've had that conversation with them about all of this, of course. But you see this happening all the time. The cell phones have really started a dangerous trend of not being able to communicate very well. And so if all of your communication is over text, the other day, a buddy of mine was telling me that a friend of his wife told him that she wanted a divorce, took a picture of whatever paperwork that needed to be filled out. I don't know what it is that's, you know, delivered to the other spouse, you know, letting them know they want a divorce. I don't know what that is, but she sent that through a text message. Okay. A text message. The text, I want a divorce, a picture of the paperwork, the divorce paperwork through a text. I don't get it. I really don't get it. And we're really losing our ability to communicate with each other. And it's due to cell phones. It's due to cell phones. And here's the other thing that really bothers me. It's the distraction factor. Okay. Not so much. Now, of course, the obvious things are driving, right? Anytime you're doing something that could be potentially dangerous and your phone distracts you, that's of course an issue. But it's the other kinds of distractions that I'm really referring to. So let me give you an example. I was recently in San Diego at a conference. So I'm flying out of the airport. I'm going through TSA. And as I'm going through TSA and, you know, taking my shoes off and putting my bags on the conveyor belt and they're scanning them, you all know what that's like. The TSA gentleman behind the conveyor belt was looking at his phone while this was going on, his cell phone. He wasn't looking at me. He wasn't looking at the bags. He wasn't looking at anybody walking around through there. This guy, who is a part of our national security, is looking at his cell phone. Okay. I get through the conveyor belt, get my stuff, get my shoes back on, get my belt on, you know, all of that. And as I'm walking through the end of that, after they put my laptop back in my bag and stuff, what do I see? Another TSA agent looking at her phone as I walk by. To say that concerns me is like an understatement. So these people are kind of on the front lines of our national security, and how they're allowed to have a cell phone is like beyond me. I mean, I was really, really surprised to see this. But my point is, it's a distraction, right? You can't tell me that they can't put those phones away for 2 hours. They get a break maybe for 10 or 15 minutes every couple hours or something. Then you can't tell me that those phones can't be put away for 2 to 3 hours at a time. You can't tell me that. And you also see this in the workplace. How many employees have their cell phones, they're shopping, they're on Instagram, they're on Twitter, they're texting, they're spending employers' time being paid, but they're on their cell phone doing shit on their cell phone while they're being paid. Okay. So this is concerning. And the skews younger. The younger the person is, the more you see this. And so what concerns me is, I mean, if you fast forward like 10, 15 years from now, what are things going to look like? Because the phone continues to advance. I mean, I was at a presentation the other day, and the gentleman that gave me the presentation said in the next 5 years, the phone will be over 50 times faster than it is today. It will have over 50 times more computing power than it has today. So, again, I don't have any answers. I don't really know, but it's something that is, like I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, is a double-edged sword. I use my cell phone all the time. I'm talking on it. I am sending text messages on it, and I do check my email on it quite a bit. I mean, those are probably my three main uses. I'm not a big Facebook guy. I'm not a big Twitter guy. I'll put some things out there once. I mean, I'm not Instagram or Snapchat. I'm not a big social media guy. But it's concerning. And the distractions that I see are getting worse and getting more prevalent than they are getting better. So it's that communication process that concerns me, and that distraction process that continues to get worse is what's, you know, got me concerned. And then if everything's going to the phone, where do you think most ads, most information, most places to access information are located? Where do you think? It's going to be on the phone. So again, I don't have any answers. I don't. But it's something that has been really noticeable to me over the past couple of days. I thought it would be useful to have a quick podcast about it. Would be very interested in your comments, thoughts, and suggestions on this topic. And of course, you can send those to me over email. That's usually the best way to do that. And you've all got my email address. Would love to hear from you, and would love to get your feedback on this topic today. I guess what it comes down to is, as odd as it may sound, being disciplined to not do that kind of stuff. So to be disciplined to not be distracted by your phone. Be disciplined to use the phone for the convenience and the productivity things that it allows you to use it for. And as odd as it may sound, having the discipline to not use it for any reason that you're distracted, whether it's being a TSA agent at the airport or a young man driving his car 65 miles an hour down a highway. So that's going to wrap up today's podcast. I appreciate you joining me today and spending the time with me. I want you to have a great day. Have a great rest of your week during this holiday season. I hope your Christmas plans are coming through great, and I hope your Christmas shopping is also going well, too. Hint, hint, I'm always interested in Christmas gifts. All right, take care. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you later. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.